Shalom uvrecha to all. Welcome back to Chawadi Mecha Haftorah, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parshas Naso according to the calendar of Chutz La'aretz. Halavai, we should all be zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael on their calendar. But in the meantime, we're learning the Haftorah calendar of Chutz La'aretz. For those in Eretz Yisrael who would like to learn, you'll still have interestingly mudim into a chapter of Shoftim. The Haftorah for Parshas Naso comes from Sefer Shoftim, Parak Yud Gimel Psukim Based through Chavav. So there are some main topics in Parshas Naso. The main themes are the Sota, the woman who is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, and the procedure on what she has to undergo in order to test her. The next topic that follows is the Nazir. Chazal say, what's the connection between Sota and Nazir? Somebody who sees a Sota b'kilkula, someone who sees a Sota in her disgrace, should abstain from wine like a Nazir, because look what wine leads a person to do. We also have at the end of the paragraph, we have the beautiful Birkas Kohanim in Parshas Naso. Okay, the Haftorah relates to the topic of Nazirus, where in Parsha Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, here we go. Vayhi ish echad mitzara mimishpachas hadani ushmo Manoach v'ish to'akara v'lo yalda. There was a certain man from the city of Tzora, from the family of Dan, and his name was Manoach, and his wife was barren. She did not have child. Vayeri Malach Hashem Ela Isha, and this was a very special woman, and she has a nevuah, not her husband, but her. Vayomer Ela, Hine na at Akara, Velo Yoladet, Vaharisa Vayoladet Ben. The angel says, behold, you are now barren. You have not given birth, but you will conceive, and you will give birth to a son. Va'ata, and now Hishamina. Please be careful, beware. Va'al tishti yayin v'shecher. Do not drink wine and hard alcohol. Va'al tochi kol tamei. Do not eat anything that is impure. In other words, this is a foreshadowing of the child that she is carrying, who will live a life of nazirus. Ki hinachara, behold, you will conceive. Vi'oladet ben, you will give birth to a son. Umore lo ya'ale al rosho, ki nazir elo kimi hanar min habeten. His head shall never be shaved. He shall never cut his hair. Why not? Because he is going to be holy to God, set apart for God, and Nazir to Hashem from the womb. And he will begin to save Israel from the hands of the Plishtim, who terrorize and cause so much trouble to them through the book of Shoftim and in Jewish history. So the woman comes and she says to her husband, you're not going to believe this. It doesn't really say that. I'm saying that. She says to her husband, Isha Elokim Bai, like, I saw a man of God. Umar'eu Kimar Malach Elokim. He had the appearance of an angel. No Ramaod, very awesome. Veloshia too. Amy Zahu, the Eshemol, oh, I didn't ask him, who are you? Where are you from? What's your name? He didn't tell me his name. Vayomerli. And what did he say to me? This is the wife speaking to her husband, Manoach. Hinachara, the angel says to me, you're going to become pregnant. Be'oladet ben, you're going to give birth to Salim and Pasuk Zayin. Ba'atra, and now, al tishti yayin v'shecher, don't drink wine and hard alcohol. Ba'al tochi kol tuma, do not eat anything that is impure. Kinezir elokim ya'anar min abetam v'ad yomoso, because the child will be a nazir tashem from the time of the womb until the day of his death. Ba'yatar menoch al Hashem, very significant word. It's a word for tefillah. It appears at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, actually, and there is a reference here. When Yitzchak is davening to Hashem for his wife Rivka to have a child, she is also unable to conceive. It's the same lashon. Vayatzar Yitzchak Hashem lenochach ishto ki akarahi vayatzar Hashem ayin tavrish. Yitzchak davens with the tefillah koch of Eter for his wife Rivka to conceive. And here, interestingly, Manoach, whose wife is also barren like Rivka Imenu, uses the koch of Eter, Ayin Tavrish, to daven to Hashem for a child. Eter, Chazal explains, it's brought down by the Mefarshim and the Mikros Kedos, perhaps the Rebbeinu Bechaya, on Avayetu Yitzchak L'Hashem Manoach Chish, the Bereshis Chav Hei, the beginning of Todos. Eter is a kind of tefillah that turns Midas HaAchzarius to Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaAchzarius doesn't mean cruel, even though we think it means cool. Someone taught me many years ago, Daba Isaacs, many years ago, Achzaris is from the word Achzar, like a stranger, but a stranger, just like Azar, Hazar, whoever you must. Azar is not allowed to enter to the vote of the Beit HaMikdash. Achzar means like a stranger. So when there's a Midas Hadin, Achzar, it's as if Hashem Kaviach is apart, distant, a stranger. Eter is a type of tefillah that turns over the gezeira from Hashem being a stranger, kaviyacha, to being close to us, midas harachamim. And Eter is, Chazal explained, the midah of like a shovel or a spade, a gardening tool, just like a spade turns over the earth from bottom to top and top to bottom, it literally turns over the earth. So too, the tefillah of Eter turns over the gezerah from achzarius to rachamim. It's extremely interesting that in the Torah, that's what Yitzchak uses. In Nevi'im here, this is what Manoach uses, and they're both praying vis-a-vis a barren woman, so they need to overturn the gezerah. You also see, by the way, and I'm not going to get into it now because it's way longer than the time frame, but it's extremely fascinating that Paro repeatedly asks Moshe to daven with the Korach of Eter by certain Makos. Okay, fine. Vayatar Manoach al Hashem vayomer. Manoach entreated, he prayed. Rashi says, by Yitzchak hirba v'hifsir b'tefila. He implored and he increased very much with his tefillah. That's what Manoach does. Vayomer, Bi Hashem Ishal Kimasha Shalachta Yavona Or Eleinu V'Yareinu Mana Sad L'Nar Yulan. So in other words, the angel first gave instructions about what she should do. She should not eat tuma. She should not drink wine or hard alcohol. But Manoach davens to Hashem and says, Hashem, let the man of God appear once again so he could teach us what we should do with the child who will be born. L'nar yulad vayishma Elokim b'kol Manoach. Elokim answer Manoach. Just like vayyato lo Hashem. Hashem answered Yitzchak's tefillos of Eter. Hashem heard the voice of Manoach. Vayovo malach Elokim od pasuk tes. The malach of God appeared again to the woman. V'hi oshavas. She was in the field. Once again, she has this vision where Manoach is not with her. And we see here the Koach, Ayesar Yishtecha, Hine Ba'ohel Tzanua, he there is Koshah Tamar, the Chasar Shema, Bekolik, Yitzchak, Har, the Chazara. The woman has, Rivka says to her son, Ach, B'ni Shema, Bekoli, the Shema, B'ni Mishle, Wanei, Shema, B'ni Musar, Vich, Val, Titosh, Torsi, Mecha. It is the mother, it seems to be that the text is telling us that it is the mother of Shimshon who is so. Who is so holy that it is she who is privy to a vision of an angel of God, not once but twice. And the Navi makes a point of telling us, Umanoch Isha ain ima. Pasugir. Vatamaher Isha Vataratz Vatagelisha. She hurries. She sees she's having the vision again. She runs and she tells her husband, Batome love, Hine Nirai La Isha Shababa Yamela. Oh my gosh, she says to her husband, he's back. The man is back. Vayakam Vayerich Manoach Achare Ishto. Manoach gets up and he goes after his wife. Vayava Ali Ishva Yomerlo. Manoach says to the man who is an angel, he says, are you the one who spoke to this woman? He says, yes, I am. And Manoach said, ato now with an ayin, yavo dvarecha, let your words come. So now that you told my wife what she should do, what about the lad? What should we do with the child? The angel of Hashem said to Manoach, everything I've told the woman, that she has to be on guard. And he repeats, everything that comes from derivative of grape and wine, she shall not consume. And anything, wine and hard alcohol, she cannot drink. And any impurity, she shall not eat. You want me to come back and tell you? I'm telling you. Everything that I told her, she should be on guard. So we see that Shimshon is kadosh mibeten. And what his mother would imbibe would affect the fetus. And therefore, she is not allowed to partake of the things. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, points out, quoting the Malbim. Salvechik is quoting the Malbim. Malbim explains the angel only detailed Manoach's wife's obligation during the pregnancy, but did not state the baby's obligation. Manoach therefore asked for a second appearance so this issue could be clarified. In fact, however, it seems as if the angel merely repeated what he told Manoach's wife, with no detail regarding the child after birth. So now he quotes his grandfather, Rav Chaim Salvechik, Rav Chaim Brisker Zatzal. The Rav quotes his grandfather, explains that Manoach originally assumed the prohibition for his wife to drink wine during pregnancy was an obligation related to her. Manoach's question was, what about the child? Did the prohibitions relate to the child as well? The angel explained the prohibitions he detailed were related to the status of the child and did not relate to the wife. And others, Manoach, oh, these are instructions for my wife. What about the child? The angel saying, no, this isn't about your wife. It's about the child. Rav Chaim Brisker explains the child was to be a nazir from conception. If the mother were to consume wine or eat grapes, the fetus would be nourished through these forbidden items for a nazir. In contrast, we see Manoach did not say that the wife cannot take a haircut during pregnancy. Trimming hair would have no effect on the fetus because the angel only mentioned the prohibition of what would she consume, and she has to be careful. Manoach understood the nazir status of the baby was initiated in utero, is to continue to the child's life. So it's extremely interesting how the Rav explains, first quoting the Malbim, and then his grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, The prohibitions were really about her. The angel never says she can't cut her hair. The angel says you can eat and drink certain things because that's what will affect the baby. When the angel repeats it, Manoach understands that the child is going to be Kadosh Mibetan. Okay, Pasuk Tesvav. Okay, Pasuk Tesvav, that was the rough. Vayomer Manoach Amalach Hashem. Manoach says to the Malach of Hashem, Na'atzrana Osach, Menasel Fenech, Gedizim. Do you want to stay and have something to eat? Avram also invited the angels who brought news of his wife's upcoming birth, Perikir Chesabrachus. Avram also invited the angels to eat. Avram also gave the angels to eat, so he says, do you want to stay and have a meal? And the Malach of Hashem says to Manoach, the angel says, you're going to offer me food? I'm not going to eat it. If you want to prepare an ola, give it to Hashem, not to me. Ki lo yada Manoach, ki Malach Hashem bu. Manoach does not realize this is an angel of God. And Manoach says to the Malach of Hashem, Misha Mecha, what's your name? So many parallels to the others here. We have quoted Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka. This is like Yaakov and the angel on Paraklamet Beis on the river Yabok. Yaakov says, what's your name? Kiyavod Vracha Vichi. Kiyavo devarcha vichab denucha. Manoach says, what's your name? When your words come to fruition, we want to give you honor. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem, lama zeh tishalish mi? It's mamas the same words that the angel, Samael, Paraklam Bezabrishus, says to Yaakov. Yaakov says, mashmecha, and the angel says, lama zeh tishalish mi? Vahu pali, it's a wonder. You don't need to know my name. And Manoach takes the gediha izim, he takes the mincha, and he brings it upon a rock to Hashem, umafi lasos umanoach v'ishta roim. And this is incredible. Pasuk Gittes. Manoach offers this meal offering on the young goat up on a rock, and he acted wondrously, the angel. It doesn't tell us what, but he acts wondrously, and Manoach and his wife are watching. And it was, as the flame ascended from the Mizbech to heaven, the angel of God also goes up in the flame on the altar. Manoach v'ishto roim. Manoach and his wife see what happens. Vayipu al paneim. All right, so they fall upon their face. V'lo yasof od Malach Hashem leros on Manoach v'ishto. After this, Manoach and his wife did not have further visions from this angel of God. As yadam Manoach ki Malach Hashem. The man never appeared again. So Manoach realizes everything that has happened. This is a Malach of Hashem. Vayom Manoach v'ishto mos namus. Ki Elokim ra'inu. We are going to die. We have seen God. And again, we see indication that the wife is on a higher level of understanding than Manoach. Manoach says, we're going to die. We have seen God. But this wife understands something different. She says, no, lu chafetz Hashem l'amisenu. Manoach, my husband, if Hashem really wanted to kill us, lo lakach me'edenu olam mincha, he would not have accepted our offerings or sacrifice. V'lo her'enos kolel, he wouldn't have showed us everything that we have seen. The ka'es, lo hishmianu kazos, and he would not have told us about this news at this time. Meaning, we wouldn't have seen the angel. God wouldn't have accepted in a flame of fire our olam mincha. We wouldn't have seen the angel do one and go up to heaven, and we would not have been told that I'm going to have a child. So clearly Hashem does not want to kill us. And again, she has such a high level of understanding. Chachmas Nashim Mishlei 14:1, Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa, the wisdom of the woman builds the home, Vatele Isha Ben, Vatikra Eshmo Shimshon. The woman gives birth to a son, she calls his name Shimshon. The Steindos Nevi'im suggests from the word Shamesh, sun, the strength of the sun, which brings light and warmth upon the world. Shimshon will bring light upon Klai Yisrael, relief from the Plishtim. Vayigdal Narvi Recheo Hashem, the lad grew, and God blessed him. Last pasuk, Vatechal Ruach Hashem L'pa'amo B'machane Dan, the spirit of God, the Ruach, the spirit, the wind of God, began to move him about in the camp of Dan, Bein Tzara U'Bein Eshtal, between these two places, Tzara and Eshtal, which is in the heart of the portion of Dan. And we see here that sometimes we have to choose a path of Kedusha. The Nazir in Parshas Naso makes a choice upon himself. He's not Kadosh Mibaten, he's not chosen from the womb. He chooses to make himself holy to God. In this case of Shimshon, the Nazir was chosen by God. For most of us, in a direct sense, we do not see how we are chosen by God in a direct sense. Hashem never came to us or to our mothers. I mean, all of us had a mother, we wouldn't be in this world, and said, you know, your child is Kaddish Mibetan. We don't live in a time of Nevuah anymore, but just because we don't have Malachim directly appearing to us, telling us the word of God, like the Avos, the Imahos, like Manoach and his wife, we have to recognize that we must always choose the path of Kedusha. We must always stay away from Inyani Sota, literally, of course, and also culturally and figuratively. When we see things happening in the world around us that could influence a person negatively, we have to know that we have to stay away from those things. We have to take upon ourselves to stay holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as befitting of La'am Hashem, like Hashem said to us at Matan Torah. Atem to Yuli Shemos 19:6, Atem to Yuli Mamlechas Konim Vegoy Kadosh. We should be a kingdom of priests. We should be a holy nation. And even though today, in the absence of Nevuah, it's not decreed upon us or foretold us, we have free choice to choose a life of holiness, and this way elevate ourselves, elevate our nation, and bring glory to the name of God. Thank you so much, everybody, for learning with me. Kol Tov, and have a wonderful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.